Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
It's over.
Game over, man.
It's time for the Chicago Blackhawks postgame show.
Give me the postgame.
On the Blackhawks Radio Network, here's Charlie Remeliotis.
Welcome in to the Blackhawks postgame show. Charlie Remeliotis here to help you break down a 5-3 loss to the Washington Capitals, or the Blackhawks losing skid hits five games, but that was not the story. It was all Alex Ovechkin, and let's head back over to Capital One Arena and bring in Troy Murray, because he was in the building for a very memorable night. We knew going into this game, Troy, that it was a possibility that Ovechkin could get a hat trick, and even though he didn't, very special for him to get two of them and tie the record and have the reception that he did in Washington in front of his fans tonight.
Yeah, and he certainly had some opportunities to get that hat trick. He had six shots that he missed the net, and they didn't miss by much. Spencer Knight had a tough time at the end of the game facing the shots of Ovechkin to make sure that that didn't happen. And I'm sure that, you know, for Spencer Knight, we talked about it, you know, what a great moment. But you don't want to be that guy. And the goalie, you know, being the one that Ovechkin breaks the record on. So, you know, just a special night. And happy to see what happened here. The fans in Washington at Capital One Arena, they got a very entertaining and a special night in this one from Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals. So just a, you know, this is a one of those nights that you just, when you start talking about Ovechkin, the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL, you know, John and I and you and our broadcast team all a part of this special night.
I think the fact that he scored so early in this game just energized the building even more. Did you feel that too, where he got one and it's like, all right, it's a realistic possibility he could do it tonight?
100%. And that's what we were actually talking about before the game with the Capitals broadcasters. You know, if Ovechkin can score early, he's going to be energized. He's going to be involved in this game. The fans will be there as well. And I'll tell you what, the Hawks did an excellent job of pushing it to the limits here. And it really, when you look at it, maybe the difference was early in the third period on the Capital power play, where Connor Murphy just turns around and inadvertently backhands it past his own goaltender. And, you know, that kind of changed it a little bit. Now you're chasing the score in the period. They score back-to-back power play goals, the second one coming off the stick of Ovechkin, and there was still lots of time left. And he had some quality opportunities. He had a quick breakaway chance, and I'm not sure why he's such a great shooter. I think Spencer Knight just did an excellent job of coming out and kind of staring him down and forcing Ovechkin to try and go to the forehand deke, and Knight covered up that his left side there by stacking the pads and making Ovechkin go in behind the net. Then there was no play there. By that time, you got some support back there. But Ovechkin had some opportunities, and, you know, good for Spencer Knight to fight through that. He let one goal in, and the other one, one goal at the beginning of the game on the good shot, and then another excellent shot by Ovechkin.
I don't know if you guys were able to catch this on the TV, whether it was the Washington broadcast. I know they aired it in here in CHSN, but around the 8-minute mark, Spencer Carberry and Alex Ovechkin were having a conversation on the bench, and it looked like Ovechkin was nodding his head. Like, I don't know if they were discussing potential empty net scenarios, but Darren Pang had said on the broadcast that Ovechkin didn't want it to happen on an empty netter. So I don't know if that was the conversation, but it sure did look like if the empty net situation did present itself, Ovechkin would not have wanted it.
No, and that's what, you know, we were talking about. I'm glad you were listening and watching the TV, Charlie, rather than listening to what John and I were talking about.
I was listening
about,
to both.
No, I appreciate that.
You guys are 20 seconds ahead, so it's weird when I'm like, whoa, oh, they just called the Ovechkin goal. I'm waiting for it to happen on the broadcast.
Yeah, but that's what I was talking with John about, because, you know, I saw that conversation, you know, from up here. I saw him talking on the bench down there. And then when they had the opportunity to get Ovechkin on the ice, when they had the goaltender pulled, it was a wholesale line change. Ovechkin did not come over the boards. Then there was the icing call, which then he couldn't come on. After the ensuing faceoff, Ryan Leonard picks up his first goal in the NHL into the empty net, and then didn't really have the opportunity with that chance. But I do believe that conversation probably did have something to do with the fact that, hey, listen, we're up 1-0. If they pull their goaltender, what do you want me to do? And if that came from Ovechkin, he said, you know what, I don't want to score in the empty net. And there were some kind of rumors around that he didn't want to have that happen. And so, you know, we'll see what happens moving forward. But, you know, I give Ovechkin a lot of credit to just not take that opportunity and try and score into the empty net, which he's done more times than anybody in the NHL. I think he wants to finish this one off the right way.
I had one ear on you and one ear on the broadcast. When you were talking about that, though, I thought you were saying that Ovechkin didn't have an opportunity to even get on the ice. So I thought I didn't even know if he was willingly didn't want to jump out there or what was the scenario.
Well, it's more important to listen to me than it is to watch the TV, Charlie. I'm just going to tell you that. No, I'm just kidding. I know you listen. But it was interesting when he did have the opportunity. He didn't jump. He didn't go on the ice. And normally in that situation, Ovechkin would be the first guy off the bench. And I looked at when the play happened and the guys on the ice realized that there was an empty net, they went off on a line change and they were flying off the ice. And I was looking at Ovechkin and he didn't come over the boards. And I was thinking, wow, that was kind of weird. And then he ended up icing the puck. And then he couldn't come on the ice because you can't change your personnel on an icing call. And he didn't go out there, then the empty net was scored. So, you know, just kind of one of those situations that you wonder what that conversation was all about. I guess maybe we'll find out, or maybe we won't.
I think Spencer Knight turned into Dominic Hasek in the final few minutes there. He did not want to be on the part of the record book because there were some grade-A scoring chances by Ovechkin in the final minute.
Yeah, and I mean, they said that he had three shots on goal in this game, and he had way more than that. He had three shots in the last 30 seconds, a minute of this game, and one went off the shoulder, two saves off face-off wins, way more than three shots because he scored two goals. So you're telling me he had one more shot? So that's wrong, but they say he missed the net six times. Spencer Knight, I don't know if they thought that maybe it missed the net, but Spencer Knight fought one off that went off his shoulder, then he made a glove save off the face-off. I mean,
right.
So, again, you look at some of these stats and you kind of shake your head and roll your eyes at where they get them at. But Spencer Knight was good. And you could see Ovechkin, every time that, you know, he made a play or took a shot, the camera went down and focused on him when he was skating around. And he was muttering under his breath. And that was because of the big saves of Spencer Knight, and especially the one where he had the opportunity to go in all alone there. And Spencer Knight stared him down and won the battle.
Yeah, the play-by-play summary that I'm looking at right now, four shot attempts by Ovechkin in the final minute and a half, only one of them was registered as a shot on goal. So that I'm sure that's going to change.
Well, who knows? But we witnessed greatness here tonight, and greatness was in the building with Wayne Gretzky. Just a special night. Just a special night. And, you know, for the fans here in Washington, they got what they wanted to come here to see. Not totally, but for two goals from Ovechkin to tie the record, nice celebration by everybody coming off the bench. They had to clear that through the league to be able to do that, and certainly they were given the permission. There would have been a big ceremony that would have taken about 15, 20 minutes to kind of take place with Gretzky, I think, joining Gary Bettman down on the ice for that special moment, but that'll happen here in the near future because I do believe that Gretzky will be following Ovechkin around to all his games now with the commissioner.
He might not be following very long because he might get in the next game. Last one for you. Credit to Chicago and Nick Foligno for hanging around afterwards and leading that handshake line.
Big stick tap to the captain, and he just gets it, and he knows what the game is all about, and you know it. You fight hard, you throw the mitts down, and you battle. But, you know, at the end of the night, you know, you got to respect what the game is all about. And Nick gets that. So I was really happy that they did that. And then I said at the end there, too, there was a couple players, John Carlson and Tom Wilson, went over to Patrick Maroon and gave him a big hug and a congratulation because they won't see him again on the ice ever. So just some real special moments at the end of the game to recognize what was going on.
All right, good stuff, Troy. I promise I'll listen to you on Sunday when you talk.
I love it.
All right, safe travels back. We'll talk on Sunday.
All right, thanks, Charlie.
All right, that is the great Troy Murray. The Blackhawks fall to the Washington Capitals 5-3, but the storyline was Alex Ovechkin scoring twice in the game to tie Wayne Gretzky's all-time NHL goals record with 894. What an accomplishment. He's six away from 900, by the way. He might even get that before the season ends. We got more to get to on the Blackhawks postgame show. We'll see what kind of sound rolls in. I was watching some of the Washington broadcasts, too. They had the post-locker room celebration for the Capitals. Very special night in Washington, Friday night, so the Capitals fans were certainly juiced up for this game. But got more to get to here on the Blackhawks postgame show. That's going to roll on after this on 720 WGN.
Now here's Ovechkin, left circle, shoots, he scores! That ties the record! Alex Ovechkin with his 894th career goal to tie the great one, Wayne Gretzky. It's a power play goal, and the Capital players are all off of the bench to surround and mob Alex Ovechkin in the corner to Spencer Knight's right. Capitals lead 4-2. We're going to have a little bit of a delay here. And the building is up for grabs, as you might imagine. Alex Ovechkin is now one goal away from setting the all-time NHL record for goals scored. With a lot of hockey left to be played, 13:46 left on the clock.
Back here on the Blackhawks post-game show, what a night in Washington for the Capitals fans and for Alex Ovechkin. Finding the back of the net twice. His first goal of the game came 3 minutes and 52 seconds into the first period. I think it was his second shift of the game. The building was already buzzing going in throughout the entire day. Just the anticipation of Alex Ovechkin potentially getting a hat trick to surpass Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal total, but even just getting two to match Wayne Gretzky's goal total, I thought kind of set the tone for the rest of the game, where when Ovechkin scores that first goal less than 4 minutes in, the building is already going crazy and about the real possibility that he could set the record in the game. Ends up scoring 6 minutes and 13 seconds into the third period on the power play, and the rest of the third period was much anticipation, but a real special night for Alex Ovechkin. It was interesting watching the CHSN broadcast and them picking up Ovechkin having a conversation with Capitals head coach Spencer Carberry, and it sure looked like Ovechkin was shaking his head no, that he didn't want to be on the ice for the empty net scenario, or if he was going to be out there for the empty net scenario, it didn't look like there was much motivation to want to score, and he would have just fed somebody the puck to get the assist. But a really, you know, it's funny because we were talking about this in the pregame show, and I had been on record to this point up until earlier this morning, where I was like, man, I wouldn't want Ovechkin to get it on an empty netter, especially if it's at home in a game like tonight specifically, where if he got the empty netter on a hat trick, like how special would that have been? Where he has the two, the fans want it. It's like when Chicago pulls their goalie, Spencer Knight goes to the bench, everyone in the building started to stand up, and even the Washington Capitals bench, you could see where they were starting to shift over to get Alex Ovechkin on there. Phones would have started to come out. Like, it would have been a very cool spot for him to get it in, but I understand that his competitive nature would not want it to happen in that way, where the clinching goal to become number one all-time sole possession, it would just be an empty netter. And so I understand it, and I appreciate the competitiveness of Alex Ovechkin of not wanting it to come in that fashion. But I started to change my tune throughout the day, where I'm like, you know, it kind of would be a little bit cool just to see the buildup and to see, you know, as the clock winds down to 5 minutes, to 4 minutes, to three, like you can sense the anticipation and the buildup leading up to it. But the Washington Capitals will be in New York on Sunday, a Sunday morning game, 11:30 Chicago time, and that game is going to be on TNT. That's a nationally televised game. Selfishly, I hope that he does not score in that game, because the next game will be against Carolina on Thursday. That'll be back home in Washington. I think it would be more special for Ovechkin, for the Washington fans, if it happened in their own building. So we'll have to see. Some other numbers with Alex Ovechkin, so interesting. You saw this leading up to it, but Wayne Gretzky, he had 894 goals in 1,487 games. Alex Ovechkin now is at 894, 1486, literally one game fewer. Although I will admit, I think Wayne Gretzky finished his career on a few games of a goal drought, so it's technically not equal, but basically identical when you look at the numbers of games played and goals scored between Gretzky and Ovechkin has been remarkable. And with the goal, the first goal that Ovechkin scored in this game, he hit the 40 goal mark despite missing 16 games with a broken leg, and he was tied for third going into this game in the NHL in goals scored despite doing so, which is pretty incredible. It's the 14th time that Ovechkin has hit the 40-goal mark in his NHL career, which is the most among any player in NHL history. But he's also now the first player in league history with at least three 40-goal seasons at the age of 35 or older. He had 42 goals in the 22-23 season, 50 goals in 21-22. He was one of three players to have multiple 40 goal seasons of 34 at 34 or older. It was Johnny Busick and Timo Solani had both done it, but now he stands alone as far as three-time 40 goal scorer after the age of 35. And it's just remarkable what he's been doing. Extended his goal streak to four games, now has 19 goals in his last 26 games. And against Chicago in his regular season career, 17 goals in 26 games. And he's had a lot of memorable goals against the Blackhawks. If you can remember a few years ago on December 13th, 2022, ironically, Ovechkin had a hat trick at the United Center to hit the 800 goal mark of his NHL career. Patrick Kane and Jonathan Taves, they were still on that team. And they afterwards, Patrick Kane, I know, led the way of having a handshake with Ovechkin. And so it's been a... it's been a memorable time in Alex Ovechkin's career, and the fact that he's been doing this at age 39, it's incomprehensible to me. Even a few years ago, I wasn't even sure if anyone in the NHL was going to be able to sniff the 894, and for Alex to do this while also breaking his leg earlier in the season. It was funny, we played the pregame sound from Dylan Strome earlier, who's had a front row seat at Alex Ovechkin for the last few years. You know, he was saying we started the season, we weren't sure, then he got off to a hot start, and it's like, okay, he's definitely going to break the record. Then he got hurt and missed a month with the leg injury. He's like, okay, he's not going to get it. And then he came back from the leg injury, and he was red hot, and it was like, okay, he's going to get it. And so it's just been this roller coaster of emotions for Alex Ovechkin, and whether or not he's going to be able to break the record. And of course he did, or at least tied the record in this game. Just a really special moment. And finally, I was looking at some of his hat tricks. He has 32 regular season hat tricks of his NHL career. So if he would have gotten a hat trick in this game, two of the 33 would have been the first one would have the first of the one that I'm talking about is would have been the United Center game that he hits 800, and then the hat trick game in this one, if he would have scored, it would have been to surpass Wayne Gretzky. So an incredible career by Alex Ovechkin, and it's crazy to think that too, built into his career was a lockout shortened season in the 2012-13 season, and then there was also a COVID shortened season that Ovechkin had to navigate. So if that didn't happen, I mean, he's already into the 900s, and you could probably go back and look at Wayne Gretzky's years, and I'm sure there might have been similar scenarios, like what if scenarios in Wayne Gretzky's career too. But man, if Ovechkin didn't have that lockout shortened season, didn't miss the whatever it was, the final 12 games of the COVID season, but then the season after that was only 56 games, so it was basically another shortened season. I don't know where he would be right now. He'd probably be closer to the 930 in range, and then we're saying, can he get 1,000 but before his end of his NHL career? Maybe that's a stretch, but awesome night. I think memorable. Even if you're a Chicago fan, you kind of can appreciate a moment that Alex Ovechkin, a performance like tonight, and just what he's meant to the game of hockey. So the Blackhawks fall to the Washington Capitals 5-3, but it was all Alex Ovechkin in this one. And congrats to him on a great career, a great accomplishment so far. And I know a lot of people will be watching on Sunday to see if he can break the record against the New York Islanders. We have one more break to get to, and then we'll set up the next game right after this on 720 WGN.
Pens win the draw. Carlson a drive. Got redirected wide. Koivunen will pick it up at the far corner. To the far circle. Downstairs. McGarty. He scores! The first goal for Rutger McGarty's NHL career is an equalizer with 24 seconds left. We're tied up at four.
Tonight's next game preview is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. The Blackhawks will, their next game will be against the Pittsburgh Penguins at 5 p.m. on Sunday at the United Center. And that voice you heard, I'm not sure if it sounds familiar to you, but it's an old friend here, Joe Brand, calling the Rutger McGarty's first career NHL goal as a game tire against the St. Louis Blues late in the game on Thursday. Unfortunately for Pittsburgh, they went on to lose in overtime 5-4. So speaking of the kind of record breakers that with Wayne Gretzky, we know that Alex Ovechkin tied Gretzky tonight with 894 career NHL goals, but Sidney Crosby also surpassed Wayne Gretzky's record of consecutive seasons with a point per game. Crosby is now at 20. Wayne Gretzky's record was previously 19. It was set on March 27th in a 7-3 loss to the Buffalo Sabres for the Pittsburgh Penguins, but Sidney Crosby scored a goal to hit the 80-point mark in that game. So it's crazy to see some of Gretzky's records that we originally thought were relatively untouchable are now starting to he's starting to get surpassed in some of those the goals with the 894 with Alex Ovechkin, the point per game seasons. I don't think Wayne Gretzky's points record is ever going to get touched, but I don't know if Connor McDavid is going to prove any of us wrong. Have a hard time believing that, but it was it's cool to hear Joe Brand's call. He's called a lot of really special moments for the Penguins, whether it was Malkin's, I think it was like his 600th goal, and Crosby's had a special milestone as well. Speaking of Malkin, by the way, he is dealing with an injury, an upper body injury. He's missed the last four games. I think he's questionable for tomorrow's game against Dallas, which means so if he does play against Dallas on Saturday, likely going to be in the lineup on Sunday with against the Blackhawks as well. But if he's not, he could be potentially making his return on Sunday against the Blackhawks, because the Penguins are wrapping up a three-game road trip in Chicago on Sunday. And after that, the Blackhawks are going to be in Pittsburgh on Tuesday. So you get a little two-game swing between Chicago and Pittsburgh, which is going to start on Sunday, a 5 o'clock puck drop at the United Center. We will see you then. Blackhawks hockey is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. Your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, Circa Sports Illinois, United Airlines, and Citgo. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. That's going to do it for the broadcast tonight. Big thanks to our production crew of Jack Heinrich and Alan Poppy. They were led by our engineer, the fearless Colonel Brett Jackson. For John Weideman and Troy Murray, who brought you the call from Capital One Arena, I'm Charlie Meliotis signing off after a 5-3 Blackhawks loss to the Washington Capitals behind a two-goal performance from Alex Ovechkin, who is up to 894, tying Wayne Gretzky's all-time NHL's record. I'm Charlie Meliotis. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you on Sunday evening from the United Center.